This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to take just a moment or two out of your very busy day and listen to some words from the sacred scriptures for the value that it might be to your life today, for the rest of your life, and even out into eternity. About 2 days ago, we began a study of this question. Why were Jesus and the early church hated? There's no question that they were. The Bible makes clear they were. In fact, Jesus was so hated that he was crucified. Many members of the church were also killed and imprisoned. Why was it the case they were hated? Among the background points that we have made is the fact that Jesus warned that it is not always good to be praised. Luke 6:26, he says, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you." Further, he indicated it isn't always bad to be persecuted, for he indicated that a person who is persecuted for righteousness' sake is blessed. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 13. We must strive to have the qualities of Jesus and the faithful members of the early church, even if those qualities bring hatred and persecution upon us. Why was Jesus hated? In a previous study, we have already noted that it was not merely because he differed from others, but because he insisted that the difference really did make a difference. Grace and truth came through Moses, but truth came through Jesus Christ. When men were teaching that which differed from the truth which Jesus taught, then Jesus insisted that that difference really did make a difference, that it mattered, that they could not simply sort of shrug it off, but that men can be saved only by believing and obeying the truth. Jesus was hated by the early Jewish leaders for a number of reasons. One reason he was hated was because he condemned their hypocrisy. If you will read in Matthew chapter 23, you will find again and again Jesus saying, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." For instance, in the first 12 verses of the 23rd chapter of Matthew, Jesus condemns their pretensions of greatness, their desire for flattering titles. There is simply no place in religion for men to be given flattering titles. In verses 13 and 14, they hated Jesus because he pointed out that they were stumbling blocks. That is, that their lives stood as a stumbling block to other men seeing and really following the truth themselves. In verses 15 through 22, he pointed out that their conversions, that is, their conversions of other people to what they were actually degrading. He said, "You make them twofold more a child of hell than yourselves." He was hated by the Jewish leaders because their attention to the minutiae, to the neglect of the weightier matters of the law, were condemned by Jesus. He pointed out that they would go out into their gardens and tie the tenth of mint, anise, and cumin, little sprigs of plants that were growing in their gardens, and yet leave undone the weightier matters of the law, of justice and love and so forth. Verses 23 and 24 of that chapter. They hated him because he condemned their willingness to merely appear to be righteous rather than actually being righteous. Verses 27 and 28. He pointed out that they were like sepulchres, that is, tombs that were painted white on the outside, but inside were full of dead men's bones. They hated him because he condemned their rejection of God's word as it was preached by God's faithful prophets. Verses 29 to 36 in that 23rd chapter of Matthew. In other words, he made it clear that God had sent men among them down through the centuries, going back through all of their history. God had sent faithful prophets among them to preach his will, and yet they had constantly rejected it. And he pointed out to the Jews of his day that just as your fathers did, so do ye. And so he was hated by the Jewish leaders because he condemned their hypocrisy, because he condemned their pretensions of greatness, because he condemned their willingness to merely appear to be righteous rather than actually being righteous. I hope that you'll be with us next time as we continue this very vital study from the Word of God as to why Jesus and the early church were hated.